I work in anti-sex trafficking. The name of our organization is SOAPS. SOAP. Save Our Adolescents from Prostitution. Callie and Adam and some other people, a few others from New Life, came to one of our outreaches just a couple weeks ago. And Callie out there asked, how did you get into something like this? And I think I pinpointed to sitting at my parents' kitchen table with this missionary family, and one woman in particular, Becky McDonald, who started Women at Risk out in Grand Rapids area. And I remember her talking about helping women and children overseas and all this, I mean, this passion behind her. I remember as a child going, one day I want to go overseas and I want to do that. I want to help save women and children. And then I went and heard Teresa Flores speak, who is a trafficking survivor out of Birmingham, Michigan. And I realized for the first time that it was happening right here where I live. And I heard stats like 100,000 to 200,000 children will be trafficked in the United States this year. That over 50% of them are children, and that the average age is somewhere between 12, 14, 15 years old the first time they're trafficked. I heard these that 80% of them are women, and the ways of trickery that are happening. And it broke my heart. She had an upcoming, Teresa has had a SOAP event, and I'll tell you a little bit about what that is in a minute, coming up. And there was a girl that I had been mentoring, and I had worked with her kids in children's ministry, and I was mentoring her spiritually, and our family was just really working with their family. And I knew she had been severely abused, and those are some things we were talking about. I invited her to come to this event because that's what we do, right? We minister to people and we say, okay, now you come minister with us, right? So we go to this event and Teresa Flores is telling her story. And my friend Devon says, she got up and left. And I'm like, what is going on? Oh, maybe she had to go to the bathroom or, you know, maybe there's a trigger from something. You know, I don't know. And then she told me the next week, she said, Rhonda, I think I was trafficked. Like, she was telling my story. When she was talking, I think that's what happened to me. And I started working through her with this, and she was married for 10 years and never told her husband. And we worked through that, and I got her the help that she needed and through that whole year. And in November that year, that was last year, no, not last year, the year before that, she told her husband. And we really, in this time, God just kind of put it in front of us that we need to start helping others that are in this situation. So we started going to more SOAP events. So what a SOAP event is, and we just did one of these for the auto show. So Teresa Flores came up with this idea of taking bars of soap and putting the trafficking hotline number on removable labels and putting them in, going to hotels, educating the hotels on what human trafficking is, and we look for missing children. So we work with families of missing children and law enforcement, and we go out and we go to a hotel and say, would you help us look for missing children? Will you look at our paper? And they will look at the girls mostly that are on those papers and see if they notice anything. We ask them if they would be willing to put the soap in their hotels during whatever event we're doing it around. So we just had the auto show, which over 800,000 people come to Detroit for that. Journalists and executives will come from 60 countries and 40 different states. So there's people from all over. And who likes cars, right? Men. So whenever there is a demand goes up, the amount of trafficking goes up. That's what we know. We know in our city of Detroit, over every day of the week, over 300 girls are sold on one website. So when the auto show happens, that skyrockets. Okay, not that they bring them in. So it's a horrible thing. So what we do is we go in and we sweep the city with volunteers that are going to go to what ground zero is, the hotels. And we did about 200 hotels in the last couple weeks. We had just people like us, right? You just say, we're gonna go out and we are going to write down everything we see. We're going to look for missing children and we're going to give out soap. And it was great. We had actually, four children on our missing children's flyer. We had hotel staff say, that girl right there, she's been coming here. Yep, we know that girl's around. Four out of the eight that are in our area. were identified. And so, well, did you see her? Did you rescue her? What if that was your child and someone said they're still alive and we know they're in this area? That's huge. One little girl, four different hotels said they had saw her. She's little. Okay, so those were really exciting things that we were able to pass along. We have about 35 hotels that said, would you train our staff to help us know how to identify human trafficking? I just got a call yesterday from the DoubleTree in downtown Detroit. Will you come and do this? We want at least two. So now we're in the middle of trying to get people together in doing training of trainers, train the trainers that we can go out and we can do this across. And so we're just touching the surface with that. I really encourage you, if you have a heart to help those who are hurting, to really do some more investigation about what I'm talking about and about human trafficking and about what it really looks like here. I would love to talk to you further about it. Obviously, we can't do that here. People always say, what could I do to help? What can my church do? What can my group do? What could we do? After you go to a few awareness things, now what? Like, what can we do about this awful problem? So I made a list of things that maybe you could be a part of, or our church could be a part of. First, you could come to an event or an outreach. If you like SOAP Metro Detroit on Facebook, you will see upcoming events that happen. Last year, we did we did Auto Show, Grand Prix, the Art Fair, and we did the Woodward Dream Cruise. We'll be going out. There's actually a church hosting. We're going to be doing SOAP Up Flint in March. The Rock Church it's going to be at the Rock Church. So we do a lot of events for a lot of different organizations, and then we do our own, and people come to it. Host an awareness event. Maybe people in your circle don't even know about this, and maybe you really don't know. What are the tricks of the trade? How is my child at risk? If you are a child, you are at risk. If you have a smartphone, if your child is around media and is playing any kind of video games where they're chatting with other people, your children are at risk. There's people tricking our kids. So we need to be getting awareness out to our youth, to teachers, to social workers, to first responders. They go to the hospital. If you are in medical care and you do not know how to identify a human trafficking victim, you need to know how to do that. So there's all different ways that we need to get awareness out there. And maybe in your sphere of influence or in your group or even in our church, we could have something where you could understand more about that. Buy soap. We need soap. The only way we can give soap out is if someone buys it. It's $150 for a case. It does it with 1,000 bars and stickers. So we need people to donate soap. That's always something you could do. Use your influence, and I mean that. Use your influence. Everyone has someone different they know, and use that, even if it's just, not just your children, especially your children. We need multimedia people. Our organization just started. SOAP has been around for 6 years. SOAP Metro Detroit, we were asked by Teresa Flores. So Devon and I are working as the president and vice president of this chapter in the Detroit area and beyond around. And so we're the chapter in the area, and we've only been doing this for about a year. So Teresa asked Devon and I to do this, and so we've been working very hard. But we have great needs. We're going like gangbusters, like seriously speaking constantly. We cannot keep up with it. It is going crazy. I know nothing about IT. I don't have a desire to do graphic design. I don't even know how to turn on my TV, you guys. Okay, seriously, I'm not kidding about that. So we need people who say, you know what, I could do a really cool brochure that you could take to a hotel and use it to train those housekeepers. In fact, I can get it translated into Spanish because nobody at that hotel can even speak Spanish. Like, we need people like that. We need someone who can say, you know what? We could help you make a 10-minute training video that you could take to any of those hotels or something to highlight what's going on in your city. So those are the kind of things that we need desperately. So if there's anyone out there who says, I think I could do that, please get a hold of me. Mentors and counselors. This is something that I wasn't anticipating, but what is happening? Now, you think we're going out, we're going to be saving people on the street. We're not savers. We look and we get tips, okay? That's what we do. We're not like out with guns, like come with us and we're fighting out pimps. It's not like that, okay? That is not what we're doing, okay? But every single event, as we're speaking out there, a young girl comes to me afterwards and says, oh my goodness, there's a name for what I've been hiding my whole life. I was trafficked, just like what happened to Devon. Every event, at the auto show event, we had two girls come forward. One does not know the Lord at all, and she thinks that, why would I ever go to a church? God wouldn't want me. Look what I've been through. And so we need people who are counselors, who are biblical counselors, who want to point people to Jesus Christ, that we can say, here's someone who could help you, could walk alongside with you, and do it in a biblical way. I know there are social workers and counselors in our midst. I don't know a lot of you, but I have to believe there's people out in our sphere here that may be able to do something like that. Maybe you're trained in trauma response, or you want to be. If you have a heart for Christ and for walking alongside people, just like Sarah Marie was talking about, this may be an opportunity for you, because it's getting overwhelming, because these are very wounded people. This is more than PTSD. This is like really, really hard stuff. So please get a hold of me if that's maybe something God's put on your life. The last thing, pray. When I felt like God was saying, go forward with this, the first thing I did is I went to our pastors and I said, will you please pray for me, because I feel this darkness. This is the darkest, most horrible thing you will come across. It's dark in every way. And I really believe that the Holy Spirit is going to have to just shine the light and make those who are enslaved see that, and to break the chains. So please pray for this ministry. Pray for those who are hurting. My heart was really heavy when I came today, because I had an experience with a girl who had been trafficked last night, and she's hurting. And I don't have the answers. And so just pray. Just pray for those who are hurting. Thank you, Jay, for asking me to share.